الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بخير أعمالكم وأزكاها عند مليككم وأرفعها في درجاتكم وخير لكم من إنفاق الذهب والفضة وخير لكم من أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا أعناقهم ويضربوا أعناقكم قالوا بلى قال ذكر الله تعالى رواه الترمذي حضرت ابو الدرداء رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that should I not inform you of the best and the purest of all actions in the sight of your Allah, in the sight of your master, that will enable you to reach the highest levels. This will enable you, such an action, it will enable you to reach the highest levels that are better for you than spending gold and spending silver, and that are better for you than meeting your enemy, striking their necks, meeting the enemy in the battlefield, you striking their necks and they striking your necks. In other words, in physical combat also, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in said, indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can imagine such a thing, that is the purest of actions in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of actions. It will enable you to reach the highest of levels, and it will enable you to reach such high levels that you will not be able to reach by spending gold and silver and by meeting the enemy. Now what this hadith means, the explanation to this hadith, like all hadith, if we do it unsupervised, then we can understand it. Because sometimes a person will think, now the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best, so it's even better than salah, so let me miss my salah and I'll make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What this means is, in one explanation, it means the zikr of the heart. In other words, the heart is connected with Allah. So it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you are in salah, you are still connected with Allah. Person is in jihad, he's still connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever action he's doing, his heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the Buzruganuddin, the pious people, it is mentioned of them, that sabke saath rehkar bhi sabse juda hai. That they are mixing with the people. You'll see them with the people. You'll see them in the shop. You'll see them in the job. You'll see them in the masjid. You may see them buying some groceries. Sabke saath rehkar bhi sabse juda hai. That they are with the people, but yet they are completely separate from the people. The heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is meant. The person's heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given time. Sometimes a person can even be physically, outwardly be reading, have a tasbih in his hand, but he can be looking at all the wrong things. It doesn't mean now this person's heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person's heart, this is the essence of ibadah, that a person gets connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One explanation. Another explanation ulama give, that this is in general times, a person making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most virtuous of actions. It will get him to that level. At specific times, for example, if this is a time of salah, now at specific times that will take preference over a person making this general zikr. Or there may be a normal time, it is not a need for a person striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a time will come when there will be a specific need for him now to strive. That is the call to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That call will be given preference over a person making general zikr. So ulama give this explanation. The zikr is such a thing, it purifies the heart, it cleans the heart, it shines the heart. We all want to reach our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition, like our hearts are clean, that like the day we were born, our hearts were clean, pure. You see a child, a baby, everyone is attracted to a baby, everyone wants to hold the baby. One of the reasons why this is so, is that the heart of the baby is pure. So when a person's heart is pure, his heart is clean, like the pious people, people get attracted to them. Why? Their hearts are clean, their hearts are pure. Similarly, you find people are attracted to the masjid. The masajid are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, people are attracted to the masajid. They feel so nice to come to the masjid. Yesterday, one over 80-year-old person, he walks literally almost in ruku position. He walks and he comes to the masjid. You will see him quite regularly in the masjid. He's walking out of the masjid in the same hunched position and he's asking me, Mawlana, what's going to happen to our namaz tomorrow? So a man that is connected to the masjid, this is a very great sign, very, very great sign. He doesn't get happy when he sees people getting distance from the masjid. His heart cries, his heart bleeds. This is a sign of iman. Therefore, one of the peoples that will be given the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masajid. That person whose heart is connected with the masjid. For that person, Allah Pak will give him shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak has made it such that the house of Allah for the mu'mineen, for the pious, is like a magnet. It attracts them automatically. It doesn't matter where they are. They time themselves in such a way that at salah time I must be in the masjid. For these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that there will be special shade under his arsh on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no other shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we shouldn't lose heart. We shouldn't lose heart if we are now not in a position, for whatever reason, to make it to the masjid. We should not lose heart. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi once was asked, such a great personality, the Ustad of Hazrat Mullah Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, the Ustad of Hazrat Mullah Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, the Ustad of Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Ilyas Sab rahmatullah alayhi. Can you imagine what must be his condition, that his students were all giants in their fields? So what must be the level of his ilm, the level of his taqwa, the level of his muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What must be the level of that love, that burning flame in his heart? So he was asked, what if you were asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to touch the sky? What would you have done? If you were asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to touch the sky, what would you have done? Look at what a beautiful answer he gave. He said, I would look for the highest mountain. After I find the highest mountain, I look for the highest peak on that highest mountain. And then after looking for the highest peak on that highest mountain, I look for the highest tree on that highest peak. And then I'll climb up the highest branch, and I'll jump from the highest branch, and I'll try and touch the sky. And I said, oh Allah, from my side I tried. I did what I could do. The rest is in your hands. So this is the spirit of a believer. He tries and he tries and he tries as far as he can, and then he leaves it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be our condition. That when it comes to dini matters, we try. When it comes to a person dunya, how doesn't he try? He'll look for this person and that person, make a plan for me. He'll find this person, how can you make a plan for me? But when it comes to deen, people don't want to make a plan to see how we can practice our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also that burning love, that burning desire to see how we can also be practicing our deen under all conditions, not that we break the law in any way, but the ultimate is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we keep our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, but at the same time we take our necessary precautions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing true ilm, true amal, bringing true taqwa in our lives, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increasing our tahajjud, increasing our ibadat, increasing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of every single thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.